Okay, so hello again. Finally, we have Yija. Hi, how are you?
Yep, I'm fine.
So you're going to be talking today about biomedical information visualization. Would you like to introduce your topic?
So basically, my research paper is about how graphic design play the role in the communication of biomedical science information. And it is like focused on how visualization information can support the communication of transfer the scientific information between the group of people with different backgrounds. So I think for my projects, I'm trying to explore the possibility of how graphic communication design can help the general public understanding such scientific problem.
Information. Yeah. Okay, so my first question really is, so if you're working as a designer, is that different to a medical illustrator? And if so, how is it different?
I was talking about that in my research paper, and I think the first... The first part that kind of graphic design involved in medical problem is about that medical illustration. But I think, in my understanding, the job of medical illustrator is only about to drawing and illustrate the such medical problem to help to record. And but medical illustration is a form of biomedical illustration, and I think that a medical illustrator needed to be professional in both scientific and illustration. But most of the time, medical illustrator works for the scientist and the doctor. So, which means that. The general public may not understand those kind of like information because that's so specific. And however, as a graphic designer, I believe that we can have much more room to explore about the connection between the graphic design and medical healthcare. So it's not only about drawing and illustration. We use maybe words and samples, colors or other formats to communicate the message and maybe contribute to the experience.
So I guess what you're saying is, whilst an illustrator is just recording the science of it, a designer is taking the message forward further and giving more information. So how do you think you could improve healthcare through graphic design?
I believe that as a designer, we can improve that by working as a bridge between the professional scientist and the general public. So as said in my paper, so except for helping academic interaction between the scientific, I think that visual communication is helping to or for education or what's that word? Popularization?
Yeah.
For the general public. So the key parts of the key parts here is about communication and is to apply a visual form which can be understood by the general public.
And as a designer and you're working with the general public and this medical industry, well, where do your responsibilities fall? Who are you responsible to as a designer?
As that means the...
So who as are you responsible to as a designer for the biomedical information?
I think the general public. That's works for all the general public. So I hope that my projects could work for the public by
improving their understanding.
Yes, and that's maybe my next steps by deliver one specific information I'm trying to explore the possibility of what visual communication can do.
And how do you define the role of medical design?
So the contemporary visual communication is quite connected to the healthcare. Like visual communication design can extract the information from the signs and to convert the message and translate the experience. So graphic design can support the communication between in biomedical in two ways. The first one is by visualize the medical information, and the second one is about how to improve the well-being. Normally that's the decoration, like for the space. But however, I'm trying to explore the visualization information.
Okay, so that's really interesting. And you said you're working for the public to improve their understanding. Do you think self-awareness leads to better health for the individual, or do you think it's the other way around?
That's kind of like a result from my research paper. I think that, by doing all the research, so I think that by understanding such biomedical information can help the two people to improve their self-awareness, which leads to self-control. I think that self-awareness lead to self-control or other way works, but here we are talking about like graphic design can provide the public a way to understand such information, so that by acquiring such knowledge, it could be improve our understanding. And actually, that's not based on my own experience. So when I have this, hypothyroidism?
Yeah.
And before I know that I got this problem, I just feel like my mood is keep swinging. And I saw that as the people around me, they are for it. They make me so angry and so sad. But after I know that I got this problem and all the symptoms is caused by this illness. So that's kind of like give me a self-awareness about how to facing this illness, and that's give me the power of self-control. So I stop like blaming the people around me. Yep.
And so it gives you reassurance in yourself as well.
Yes.
And can you quickly just tell me what's in your drawer downstairs?
So there is 3 or 4 items in my drawer, and that's all about different information. But by doing those experiments, I'm trying to explore the way that graphic design can do for the healthcare problem.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that, Yuja. And Yuja's the last person today, so thank you to everyone who's tuned in to listen. And if you would like to listen back, all of the recordings are archived each day on our website, which is graphicallyspeaking.co.uk. Thank you very much.